Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Curtain Time!
The makers of the big new Mars bar welcome you to Curtain Time. In spite of April showers, the lobby is packed with theatergoers. And here, eager for the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's in store for us tonight?
A romantic comedy, Myron, with a brand new angle. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, we can't ask for better seats than these. But it's nearly time for the play, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in Miss Snoring Sleepwalker by Edna McGregor. Mr. Elders plays the part of Tom Perkins, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Millie Drake.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Miss Snoring Sleepwalker. The scene is the modest living room of the Drake home in Middle City. Mrs. Drake, a widow, and her daughter Millie are quite excited at the moment because Tom Perkins, Millie's fiancé, has just come in. And he's excited, too.
Why, Tom, you look as though you just inherited $1 million.
Oh, Tom, what is it? Did you buy a new car for our honeymoon trip?
No, Millie.
Oh, dear.
I showed you the statistical curves on automobile maintenance. We can run the old bus for another year before repair costs make it economical to buy a new one.
But, darling, what is your surprise? Don't tell me you dug up a new statistic.
I sure did.
But what is it?
Sweetheart, next Saturday after our wedding, you and I are going to be sitting on top of the world.
Tom, have you inherited some money?
Nope. But I've been doing a lot of thinking, Mrs. Drake. So I prepared a chart.
Really?
Yes. I took that chart in to Mr. Proudhuffer this afternoon and said, Proudhuffer, as cashier of your bank, do I have above average responsibility or don't I?
Oh, Tom, of course you do.
Well, sure, he had to admit it, too. So I said, well, Mr. Proudhuffer, if I have above average responsibility, I should be making above average wages, shouldn't I?
I'll bet Wilbur Proudhuffer never agreed to that one.
No? Well, Mrs. Drake, my chart showed that the average white-collar family head in the United States makes $50 a week.
Tom, you don't mean you got a $10 raise.
Better than that, 15.
Oh, Tom, I'm so proud of you. If you just wouldn't talk statistics all the time.
Oh, but honey, it's statistics that got me this $15 a week raise.
Oh, well, that's true.
Now, my dear, every man has a hobby. Your father collected paper match covers. And I must say they never got him a $15 a week raise.
Oh, but I'm so sick of statistics.
Oh, there's a phone. I'll bet it's Mrs. Simpson calling about your traveling suit. Hello?
Hello? This is Hollywood calling Miss Mildred Drake.
Hollywood calling Miss Mildred.
Oh, Mother, give me that phone.
But, Millie.
I'm sure it's Jess Jane. Tom, turn on the Jess Jane radio program. Hurry. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Is this Miss Mildred Drake?
Yes. Yes, this is Mildred Drake.
Miss Drake, this is Jeff Shane.
Yes?
Your entry has been selected as the best letter this week in our snoring sleepwalker contest.
Oh, gee.
Our prizes this week have reached a total of $60,000 in a 6-month contract at United Pictures.
I know, Mrs. Shane.
Now, Miss Drake, you're entitled to one and only one answer. Who is the snoring sleepwalker?
Mickey Mouse?
Miss Drake, that is absolutely correct.
You mean
Miss Drake, are you there?
Mrs. Drake, she's fainted. Quick, do something.
Miss Drake.
Tom, give me the phone.
Mrs. Drake, Millie's fainted, and I'm going to get her a glass of water.
Miss Drake.
Mr. Shane, this is Millie's mother. The poor dear fainted.
Oh, I'm talking to the girl's mother now. The girl's fainted. Isn't that wonderful?
Stand back, Mrs. Drake. I don't want to splash any of this water on you.
Millie,
are you all right? Are you all right?
Oh, Tom, I don't know. Mother, give me that phone.
Let me handle this, Millie.
Hello, Mr. Shane. This is Mildred Drake. I'm all right now.
Fine, Miss Drake, fine. Can you and your mother leave tomorrow morning for Hollywood and be my guest for the next 2 weeks while we're making arrangements to start your movie career?
Tomorrow morning? Why, yes.
Millie, for Pete's sake, we're being married Saturday.
There's nothing to worry about, Miss Drake. We'll get complete new wardrobes both for you and your mother the minute you step off the train.
Millie, you can't do a thing like
this. Well, You
Grace,
see,
Grace, everything's set, so I'll just say goodbye until I meet you at the railroad station.
Goodbye.
Gosh, he's still on the radio.
Oh, I wish you could have heard that girl's voice, but she's real white.
Tom, turn that radio back on.
Nothing doing. We're going to have some things understood right now.
Now, Tom, please don't be unreasonable.
Is it unreasonable that I don't want you to walk out on our wedding?
But our wedding can wait a couple of weeks in a case like this.
I should say it can.
It isn't every day a girl wins $60,000 worth of prizes.
I don't care. If you think...
Billy,
it...
I just happened to stop.
What is it, Mother?
You'll have to put the wedding off 6 months.
Now, you see here.
But, Tom, you've forgotten about the movie contract.
Why, that's right. And it's for 6 months.
Well, just the same.
My little girl has a chance to be a movie star.
Look, honey, just because you were lucky enough to win all that...
I wasn't just lucky. I won because I gave the right answer.
Millie, there were over 3 million entries in that contest. With 3 letters a week selected and every answer nothing but a wild guess.
Oh, I see. When you talk your boss into a $15 a week raise, that's brave.
Well...
But when I win $60,000 in a movie contract, it's lucky.
But look, sweetheart.
And I'm also not attractive enough to have a chance in the movie?
As far as I'm concerned, darling, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. But look at the statistics on Hollywood.
Now, Tom,
the place is full of beautiful girls, and some of them prettier than you are.
Thomas Perkins, you better be careful how you...
Millie, I love you. Our wedding plans are all set, and the idea of your being in the movies is ridiculous.
Is that so? Well, apparently I'm finding out what you think of me just in time.
But, honey...
If I'm not smart enough or attractive enough...
Oh, my goodness, I wonder who... Oh, Millie, half the town is here.
Oh, dear.
My famous Millie, come out on the porch and wave to everybody.
Mrs. Drake, Millie and I have to settle this first.
Now, see here, Tom, if you...
Just a second, Millie. I think you're smart and attractive, too, but...
Well, thank you.
But last year, the average girl trying to break into the movie...
I guess that's all I am to you. Just an average girl. Just another statistic.
Oh, but that's not what I meant.
Tom, my friends are waiting out there to congratulate me. They're happy that I've won an opportunity to be somebody.
But I want you to be Mrs. Thomas Perkins. And I don't want to be shoved around. Statistics show that nearly 60% of divorces are due to...
Tom, we are not going to get divorced because we are not going to get married.
Oh, Millie, come on out here. The photographer from the Daily Argus is here, and he wants you to come.
You tell him he...
Right over here, Bub. Let's have a nice place for tomorrow's paper, huh?
Nothing doing.
Now, Tom, please don't make a scene in front of all these people.
I said no, Millie.
Oh, but ain't you the boyfriend?
No, I'm not. I'm the sap who thought our marriage was more important than a free trip to Hollywood.
What, Thomas Perkins, I ought to slap your face.
Go ahead. That won't hurt me as much as...
Well, what a picture. Come on, sister. Slap him again.
The curtain falls on the first act of my Curtain Time play, starring Harry Alders and Annette Sargent. And now, Myron Wallace.
Enjoying tonight's play, Pat?
I certainly am, Myron. Isn't it strange when you stop to think of it, how different people look for different things in a play or a book?
Yes, it is. But of course, that's not true of a candy bar. Everyone wants a candy bar to taste good. That's why candy lovers all over the country consider the big new 10-cent Mars bar a very special candy treat. For in a Mars bar, you enjoy the rare flavor combination of a thick milk chocolate coating, of the finest pure milk chocolate, heaped extra high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, snow-white nougat center that is creamy, rich, and smooth. Here is truly one of the greatest of candy triumphs. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. There's the call for the second act of Miss Loring Sleepwalker, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. When Millie Drake won the Snoring Sleepwalker contest, she won $60,000 and a Hollywood movie contract. But she lost Tom Perkins, her fiancé. Well, Millie went to Hollywood and Tom stayed on at the bank where he's cashier. In fact, that's where he is right now. Tom is just entering the office of Wilbur Proudhopper, president of the bank.
You sent for me, Mr. Proudhopper?
Yes, Tom. Come in.
Yes, sir. If it's about that 14-cent error in my report, I can explain...
Sit down.
Yes, Mr. Proudhopper.
I suppose you can also explain about that picture in the morning Daily Argus.
I'm sorry, Mr. Proudhopper. I understand about the dignity of the bank.
Nonsense.
Huh?
You're a smart boy in some ways, Tom, but you think the banking business is just a lot of assets and liabilities, compound interest, and first mortgages.
Well,
That's poppycock. Banking's a business that deals with people, with human beings.
Oh, sure, but...
And if you're going to deal with human beings, you've got to be human yourself.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Young man, human beings take chances.
Well, I suppose so.
But you're too cautious to take a chance.
Well,
you're so careful you would never dream of walking out on your job and following Millie Drake to Hollywood.
Oh, but it's up to her to come back.
Well, she'll never come back. Not if she has as much pride as I think she has. You've got to go after her.
Well, thanks for the advice.
Tom, I called you in here to fire you.
To fire me?
Yes.
Oh, but Mr. Proudhofer, I promise never to make another mistake. I'll also keep my name out of the paper.
Tom, you're fired. For 3 months' pay.
Oh, but Mr. Proudhofer...
And you can have your job back whenever you convince me you know how to handle people.
Well, that's swell.
And the only way you can convince me is to marry Millie Drake.
But I've always done a good job. Say, wait a minute.
Well, my time is pretty valuable.
Mr. Proudhofer, you've got something there.
Well, of course I have.
I'm going out to Hollywood and bring Millie back if I have to... if I have to...
If you have to... do what?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm going to do it.
Now, look, BP, maybe if I put it this
you
way...
You look, Jeff. We agreed that the contest winner was to get a bit part in the picture we're making based on the Zeph Stein radio show.
That's right.
Well, the contract states that she's to play a part of herself, and that's all.
But, BT, this girl's got looks and a good voice. What's more, she's the lucky kid everybody would like to be. They'll tear down the theaters to see her.
And I suppose winning your contest makes her an actress?
Look, there's an ingenue part in this picture that any girl could play. All she has to do is look sweet and innocent.
Are you planning on marrying the girl, Jeff?
Well, I can think of worse ideas, but this is strictly business. BT, your studio has a reputation for finding new talent.
Well,
this is your chance to prove that United Pictures can make an absolute unknown into a star in one picture.
You got an angle there at that, Jeff. Maybe I'll try it, just to prove to myself how good I am.
Millie, you poor child, you look all in.
Oh, I guess I am, Mother.
Did anything go wrong at the studio?
No. Was there any mail today from Tom?
Not only no letter from him, my dear, but the letter you sent him came back.
It came back? Where is it?
Right here. And look at the way it's marked. Moved. Left no forwarding address.
Oh, no.
Oh, Millie, when I think how lucky you are that you didn't marry him. A man who didn't have enough consideration even to come to the train to see you off.
Tom was hurt, Mother, and he had a right to be.
Nonsense.
It is not. I called off the wedding as if it were nothing but a casual date.
Millie, you've got to quit mooning over Tom. He's not worth it.
That's not so.
But you have a chance to be a movie star.
Mother, the studio's just giving me a chance to do a part, not to be a star.
Oh, but you will be. And you've got Jeff Shane following you around like a lovesick schoolboy. Tell me, dear, has Jeff proposed to you yet?
I'd rather not talk about it.
I'll bet he has. And you haven't told me about it. Me, your own mother.
Well, he hasn't said anything definite, and I don't know what I'll do if he does.
Millie Drake, if you throw away a chance like that, you'll never forgive yourself.
But, Mother, he hasn't really proposed.
Well, in that case, Millie, you see that Jeff does propose, and that you say yes.
Just a minute, buddy. Where do you think you're going?
Why, isn't this Mr. B.T. Lansing's office?
Yeah. And I suppose you got an appointment with him.
Why, no, not exactly.
You think you can just walk in and talk to the head guy in a studio like United Pictures without no appointment?
Why, I didn't know, and this is important.
Sure. It's always important. Now get lost, will you? He don't cast actors anyway.
But I'm not an actor. You see, I just got in from the East.
From the East?
Yes. I'm a banker, and...
A banker? Oh, excuse me, mister. You wait right here. He'll see you right away. Yes, sir.
Louis, don't bust in on me like that. I was just getting ready for a nap.
But, boss...
I was up half the night in my head.
But, boss, there's an Eastern banker outside.
Oh, you stupid fool. Send him in.
Okay, boss, right away.
Not enough that I lost $200 last night playing gin rummy. I've got to have Eastern bankers on my neck. How do you do, sir? Come in, come in. Have a chair.
Thank you. My name's Perkins, Thomas Perkins.
Of course, of course. I've heard some very nice things about you, Mr. Perkins.
You have?
Yes, indeed. The bankers in the East are our backers, and I keep in touch. What do they want now?
Why, I hoped I could sell you on an idea for saving a lot of money, Mr. Lansing.
Well, now, we're always interested in saving money.
Mr. Lansing, your studio uses a lot of new talent in its pictures, doesn't it?
Why, yes.
And some of your discoveries have succeeded, while others have failed.
Naturally.
Well, Mr. Lansing, my idea is to find out what the public will think of your new discoveries before you spend any money on them.
Oh, but that's impossible.
No, it isn't. The minute movie fans see a new face, they form likes and dislikes that never change.
Well...
If the public says no on a new actor, you've thrown your money away.
But even the bankers can't change that.
But research can, Mr. Lansing.
Research?
Yes. We can make a cross-section survey of public opinion on a new performer's personality before you ever give him a part.
You can? How?
By showing people photographs of the would-be star. In that way, you know how a new actor will strike the public before you ever spend a dime.
You know, Mr. Perkins, I think you and I have an idea there that may revolutionize the industry.
Of course.
And you can tell your bankers that I'm always ready to listen to a good, sensible suggestion.
Thank you.
Now, what's more, Mr. Perkins, if they let you take the time, I'd like you to get this idea started.
I'd be glad to.
I'll give you a letter to the head of the research department.
Fine.
Just one more thing.
Yes?
In order to keep the people here in the studio from getting jealous of each other, all new ideas are always mine. You understand? Oh,
perfectly, Mr. Lansing. As a matter of fact, the less publicity I get, the better I like it.
Then we're agreed?
Let's keep the whole plan a secret until we're ready to announce the results.
Mr. Perkins, we've got a secret.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is Myron Wallace. Now that spring is really here, there are many times when you may be looking for some little treat that the whole family can enjoy together. A treat like the delightful taste treat of the big new 10-cent Mars bar, for example. For a Mars bar is one of those rare little pleasures that the whole family can enjoy, boys and girls and adults alike. With each bite of Mars, the toasted almond bar, your teeth sink through an extra thick, pure milk chocolate coating, and nestled in the chocolate, crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, snow-white nougat center that is creamy, rich, and smooth. Together, the milk chocolate, crisp almonds, and soft nougat make every bite of a Mars bar a taste of candy at its finest. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. Call for the third act of Miss Snoring Sleepwalker, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. After winning the Snoring Sleepwalker contest, Millie Drake went to Hollywood, and Tom Perkins followed her there. Although he hasn't seen her, Tom has seen B.T. Lansing, the movie mogul, and told him about his plan for pre-testing stars. Well, at the moment, however, Millie sits in a big, sleek sports roadster. It's night, and the car purrs slowly down Laurel Canyon. The driver is Jeff Shane.
Jeff, am I really doing all right in the picture?
Millie, you're mildly sensational. But is that important?
Of course.
Well, what's important to me is that you're here beside me.
I thought we were talking about the picture.
Millie, I'm trying to propose to you and you want to talk about pictures.
Jeff, this isn't the time to...
What's the matter? You still carrying the torch for that guy back in Middle City?
Well, I don't know for sure. I don't even know where he is.
And you're wasting your time. Millie, I can give you everything you've ever wanted, and I will.
Oh, you're awfully sweet, Jeff.
Besides, we can do wonderful things together in pictures, Millie. We can go right up to the top together. How about it?
Well, I don't know, Jeff.
Oh, but, Millie, you can't go on for the rest of your life waiting for a guy who didn't even keep in touch with you.
Well, maybe,
look,
but...
Look, let's arrange it so our wedding will take place just before our picture is released.
Just before.
We'll get the publicity department started now. The whole setup's perfect. Jeff Shane's newest prize winner not only gets $60,000 worth of prizes, but she also gets Jeff Shane.
Jeff Jeff, if you think I'd marry anybody for publicity...
Oh, that's not it, honey. You know that.
Well...
But as long as we love each other, why wait when there's $1 million worth of publicity to be had right now? How about it, darling?
Well, I... Yes, I'll marry you, Jeff.
Wonderful, honey. We'll call the publicity department and get them started right away.
There you two lovebirds are.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Drake.
Jeff, the studio publicity department's been calling for you.
Oh, dear.
Tomorrow night there's to be a surprise shower with 6 photographers. Think of it, 6 photographers. And a furniture shopping tour Wednesday afternoon with people from 3 magazines.
Oh, Mother, forget it a while. I'm sick of it.
Sick of it? Honey, it's money in the bank.
Oh, I... Yes, you're right, but
BT's already talking about starring us as a team as soon as this picture's out of the way.
Millie, don't sign anything until your salary's adjusted. I don't know how they expect you to maintain any kind of social position on what you're getting. Oh, there's somebody at the door.
I'll go, Mother.
No, I'll go. Why, it's Mr. Lansing.
In person.
Mr. Lansing, I want to talk to you about Millie's career. If you
Please, Mrs. Drake. Oh, Jeff, I'm glad you're here. You got me into this mess.
Mess? See here, BT, with all the newspaper space we're set to grab on the wedding, holy smokes, what do
you
mean?
It was your idea that Miss Snoring Sleepwalker here should have a real part in the picture, wasn't it?
Well, sure, and she's done a great job, too.
All I know is that every dime I've spent on her so far is money thrown out the window.
Mr. Lansing, do you mean...
If I get talked into many mistakes like her, the bankers will move me right out of the office.
Why, Mr. Lansing, what's wrong?
Nothing. Except that the Eastern bankers are tired of all the so-called actors we bill as new discoveries, and they started a pre-testing campaign.
A pre-testing campaign?
What's that?
Well, they get people all over the United States to look at still pictures of new talent and then give their opinions on them.
Goodness, what will they think of next?
They made a survey on you, Miss Drake. You want to hear some of the results?
Oh, I don't... yet.
Okay. A guy in Texas says, if she's an actress... I'm Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, dear.
Now, take it easy, B.T.
A woman in Pocatello, Idaho says, better-looking girls than her keep Pocatello beauty parlors busy.
I don't believe it.
A Cape Cod fisherman says, she reminds me of somebody I know, but would just as soon forget. A butcher in Lima, Ohio says...
Now, look. Look, lay off, will you, B.T.?
They're jealous of her, that's all. When my little girl shows them what a wonderful actress she is.
She isn't even going to finish the picture, Mrs. Drake.
What? Then
I... Now, look, B.T.
Every scene Millie's made is going to be shot over with a new girl. She's out.
You can't do that. She has a contract. We'll sue.
You sue, and I'll produce this whole survey in court.
Why, you... You
mother, mother, please.
Look, I'm not responsible for what people think of your daughter.
But, B.T.
I've got to get back now and try to pick a new girl for those pre-test reports. Goodbye.
Well, I'd heard there were people like that in the movies.
Mother, it's not Mr. Lansing's fault.
Jeff, can't we go over that man's head?
No, Mrs. Drake, he's the top.
Well, maybe it's all for the best anyway. I've never approved of women letting their careers interfere with their marriage.
Mother, I wish you wouldn't.
Now, Millie, I know Jeff wanted you to have a career. But now his wife will be interested in making a home for him.
To be perfectly honest, Mrs. Drake, this deal puts me in a terrible spot.
It does?
We'll have to postpone the wedding until this blows over.
But why?
Yes, Jeff, why?
Well, I'm responsible for giving Millie this big buildup and,
Go on, Jeff.
Well, seeing the way the public's reacted, gosh, I'd be laughed right out of the business.
Oh, Jeff.
And when that wedding publicity hits... Holy cow, if I don't stop that. Millie, I gotta get right down to the studio.
I understand, Jeff.
Millie, do you mean that...
We can talk things over later, maybe tomorrow.
There's really nothing to talk over, Jeff.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, goodbye, Millie.
Of all the unfeeling, inhuman...
Mother, let's just forget it.
Forget it? Why?
Jeff, just the same as he always was. His career is all that matters to him.
Oh, Millie, Jeff's back. He realizes he's wrong and he's changed his mind.
Well, maybe, but I...
Hello, Mrs. Drake.
Why, Tom Perkins.
Tom.
Hi, Millie.
Tom, come in.
Thanks.
Oh, Tom, it's so good to see you again.
Oh, Tom, dear. Millie's just been miserable without you.
Mother, please.
We thought everything over, Tom, and Millie still loves you.
Mother, I asked you.
She wants to go back to Middle City and settle down as your wife.
Mrs. Drake, why don't you go for a walk?
Tom, what are you talking about?
Why don't you leave Millie and me alone? Go to a movie. Take a streetcar ride. Spade the garden.
Well, dear me, I...
That's it, Mother. Run along like a good girl.
Young man, I've never been treated like this before in my entire life.
Goodbye, Mrs. Drake.
Tom, you've changed.
Well, I didn't come here to talk about that. There's something I have to say to you, Millie.
Tom, what Mother said is true.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Well, then...
Millie, I can't marry you.
Well, Tom, you're not married to someone else.
No, but I've done a rather despicable thing to you, and... Yep, I'm proud I did it.
But what have you done?
Well, Millie, it's a long story, but... Well, I was hurt and jealous. And...
Oh, darling, I don't blame you, but I still don't understand.
Millie, those reports were faked. And I'm the guy who faked them.
So, you are?
That's right. Well, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. If you still want to marry Jeff Shane, go right ahead.
But I don't want to marry him.
You don't?
No.
Good. Millie, darling, come here.
Oh, yes, my lord and master. Oh, darling, you have changed.
Millie, if you'd said you wanted to marry Jeff Shane...
Oh, what were you going to do, Tom?
I was going to beat your brains out.
Oh, Tom, you're wonderful. But, darling, how fast can we get back to Middle City?
Well, let me see. The average running time between here and Middle City is... Oh, nuts to the average running time. We'll beat it.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play. Brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. The supporting players were Thunder Love, Sidney Elstrom, Michael Romano, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Barber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Our stars return now with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, Pat, next Saturday, Nanette's really in a pickle.
I'll say I am. Pat, have you ever...
No, that's enough. This is no time to give away next Saturday's show.
Oh, all right. But as I was saying...
Pat, the play is called Engagement for Two, and I'm sure you'll like it. Come on, Nanette.
Oh, you like it.
Thanks, and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.